Before we kick off this podcast episode, I want to ask you a quick favor. Head to australianpodcastawards.com/vote and vote for Being in a Band in the People's Choice Award. Honestly, I saw this pop up the other day and I was actually going to vote for one of my old employer's podcasts. And then I was like, hey, I have a podcast. Maybe people will vote for me. So I'm putting the word out. Let's see how it goes, right? australianpodcastawards.com/vote. Vote for Being in a Band for People's Choice. Honestly, if you've enjoyed this podcast, whether it's one episode or several, or you've been listening to it from the start, it would mean the absolute world to get that support. It takes 30 seconds and I've left the link down below in the show notes. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Being in a Band podcast. I'm your host, Monica Strutt, and together we'll be deep diving into all things music marketing, branding, PR, business strategy, as well as the mindset it takes to succeed in today's modern music industry. I know the highs and lows of forging a career in the music biz because after years of side hustling as a musician, music journalist, and digital marketer, I recently quit my 9-to-5 and am more fulfilled than ever working in an industry that I love. Now it's my full-time mission to help musicians and music industry pros like you create a life they're obsessed with. Let's do this. What's up, legends? Welcome back to the Being in a Band podcast. I hope you're doing really well. So I went live on my Instagram yesterday to share the story of how I actually became a coach within the music industry. And specifically, I was sharing all of the things that I did in order to acquire the knowledge that I have today. And one of those things was to actually study music at university. And specifically, I studied popular music performance, which not only encompassed, aspects of being a performer. Sorry, that's a train in the background, but I'll keep going. It not only encompassed aspects of being a performer, but it also was a course that was rooted firmly in music business. So we learned about copyright. We learned about, the history of popular music and the evolution. And we also learned a lot of skills such as a little bit of audio engineering and sync licensing and a bunch of other theoretical topics. But like I explained yesterday, if I had to do that music degree over again, I probably wouldn't in 2021. If I had to do it again back when I originally did it in 2007 to 2009, the height of the MySpace era, I totally would. And it was an experience that I won't regret, but it was one that left me in $40,000 worth of student loan debt. Now, debt isn't good or bad. It's just a choice to pay something off over time. And if you yourself have student loans or, even a credit card debt that you've used to further your education or to invest in your business or something like that, please don't feel bad about that. It probably got you to where you are today, or it probably will get you a lot further than if you didn't make that decision. So I totally don't feel bad about that. But, I did get the majority of the knowledge that I have now from the real world and from learning from people that knew more than me, specifically coaches and consultants, and also jobs that I was trained at and stuff like that. And also a lot of trial and error in my own projects, which is a bit of the long way of learning, but sometimes it's necessary, right? And the one thing that I was a little bit annoyed about when it did come to my degree is that I felt that it didn't really train me enough in becoming an original musician. There was a huge focus on learning how to be a covers musician or learning how to be an impersonator, but not so much on being an actual original performer and specifically how to grow yourself as an artist. We learned all the technical skills of how to sing better or play our instruments better and how to perform, but in terms of the strategy, how could they really teach that? Because the industry had changed even so much during that time, during that 3-year bachelor's degree. MySpace was really a core way of getting music out there. And they didn't teach about social media at all, or even networking and whatnot. But aside from that, one of the reasons why I felt incredibly lost when I finished up that degree was that I went from being surrounded by like-minded people every day. So they were my peers, the lecturers there and teachers, and being able to basically focus on my music career every day, to basically being flung out into the world on my own. And it was incredibly lonely. I felt like my support network had disintegrated. Many people quit music within that following year after graduation. And I have really come to learn how instrumental surrounding yourself with like-minded people, and not only like-minded people, but people that are optimistic and focused, just like you are, is in having a successful music career. So you've probably heard this quote by Jim Rohn, who's an author and entrepreneur and speaker, and it goes, "You're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with." And I've really come to think that this is the case. So if you are surrounded by people that are pessimistic, that are not really ambitious in their life, then you're going to settle for mediocrity. And I felt myself really falling into that trap, specifically when I was in a 9-to-5 job back in Sydney that I was at for about 6 years. It was like a corporate job. And a lot of the team members that I had to work with for 8 hours plus a day were quite negative, and they would come in and grumble and whinge and complain. And I think it was in order to relate to them, I found myself doing the same. And eventually it was like one of our core ways of communicating or sparking conversation was to speak negatively about something. And that is just not sort of the life that I want to live. And it certainly didn't make for a positive work environment long term. And on the flip side, currently I'm in a mastermind that's run by my business coach, Ruby Lee, and it's called the Amplify Mastermind. And inside are a bunch of other women who are in business, some of which who are a lot further along than me, especially my coach, Ruby. I mean, one of her goals for her Black Friday sale is to make 200K, which is absolutely incredible. And it just uplifts me and expands my mindset into what's possible. And, you know, whenever we have problems or questions, or we want to share wins, we've got a supportive network to uplift us and to quickly turn around our mindset from something negative to looking at the possibilities, or to just share in the wins, as I said, and really celebrate and really ground those successes. Because sometimes when we don't have anyone to share our wins with or who really understand, we can kind of move quickly to the next goal, looking for that high without really integrating that moment into our conscious mind. Speaking of conscious mind, did you know that 95% of our brain activity is actually coming from the unconscious mind? And that's not just stuff like breathing and blinking. It's also decisions that we make and actions that we take. And I'm going to read you a passage from a book called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza, which basically affirms that the people and the environment that you keep and surround yourself with impacts your subconscious patterns and behaviors. The section is called Familiar Memories Remind Us to Produce the Same Experiences. Every day, as you see the same people, your boss, for example, and your spouse and kids, do the same things, drive to work, perform your daily tasks, and do the same workout, go to the same places, your favorite coffee shop, the grocery store you frequent, and place of employment, and look at the same objects, your car, your house, your toothbrush, even your own body, your familiar memories related to your unknown world remind you to reproduce the same experiences. We could say that the environment is actually controlling your mind, since the neuroscientific definition of mind is the brain in action. You repeatedly reproduce the same level of mind by, quote, reminding yourself who you think you are in reference to the outer world. Your identity becomes defined by everything outside of you because you identify with all the elements that make up your external world. Thus, you're observing your reality with a mind that is equal to it, so you collapse the infinite waves of probabilities of the quantum field into events that reflect the mind you use to experience your life. You create more of the same. You may not think that your environment and your thoughts are that rigidly similar and your reality is so easily reproduced, but when you consider that your brain is a complete record of your past and your mind is the product of your consciousness, in one sense, you might always be thinking in the past. By responding with the same brain hardware that matches what you remember, you're creating a level of mind that is identical to the past because your brain is automatically firing existing circuits to reflect everything you already know, have experienced, and thus can predict. According to quantum law, which by the way is still working for you, your past is now becoming your future. And of course, a large part of our external environment is the memories and experiences that we have with people, whether they be people that are close to us or people that are not so close to us. We store those experiences and we basically repeat those experiences unconsciously. All of this to say, you need evidence in your life to prove that being a successful musician is possible for you. And one of the ways to do that is by surrounding yourself with like-minded people who are also on the same path as you, who have achieved the things that you want to achieve, or at least are working towards those things. Because if you observe that they're confident in that path, then that will uplift you and you will become confident in your path as well. You can try and go it alone and be a lone wolf and figure it all out yourself, but it will be virtually impossible, not only because you obviously don't know everything and you need to be able to be open to learning from other people, but it's just going to weaken your ability to actually see that something is possible. And let's be real, it is way more fun when you can share your experiences and your wins and bounce ideas with other people. And that's one of the reasons why having a community component to my Being in a Band membership, which has just been rebranded into the Being in a Band Academy, was so important to me, especially during the pandemic when we weren't able to meet up with others in a physical capacity. Everything went online. And so there really wasn't anywhere that I necessarily knew of that had this kind of community component where everyone was learning together and could mastermind and basically help each other out when it came to the business side of music. Yeah, there's a lot of like free Facebook groups, but let's face it, not everyone in those groups is treating it like a business. In fact, I would say the majority of people in there are treating it like a hobby. And for the small percentage of people that really do get it, they may not be in the same genre as you. The percentage of people in there that actually share the same values and are of like mind is super small. And then of course the algorithms are making it virtually impossible for people to see each other's posts anyway, and for group posts to even get out there anymore. And then they're, you know, diluted down with all the other crap that's happening in those groups. So I really wanted to create an environment where serious musicians, especially those in the heavier alternative genres. So when I say that, I don't mean like metalcore necessarily, or metal or deathcore, you know, even like pop punk, alt rock, like alt pop, anything that isn't like electronica, hip hop. I wanted to create an environment where all those people could gather and learn together and really lift each other up. And as well, you know, it's a group coaching environment where I can then support a large group of people and we can all learn from each other's questions, which honestly is so beneficial because a lot of people ask questions that you may not have thought of. So all of that being said, I wanted to announce officially on the podcast that the Being in a Band Academy is now open for enrollment. I have a very, very special early bird price that's happening at the moment and will be valid until the end of November. So you can enroll for lifetime access into the Being in a Band Academy for $365, and there is a payment plan. So there's a one-off payment or a three-month payment plan, and that's it. It's lifetime access. You get instant access to 25 masterclasses on a bunch of different topics, from branding to PR to release strategy to mindset, email marketing, having a profitable website, networking, getting signed, expanding your team, crowdfunding, sponsorships, and so much more. And Then next year in January, we're going to be kickstarting a 6-week course together called Crush Your Next Release. And that's going to contain information that I usually only share with private clients. And it's really going to teach you how to release music successfully and get traction with your original music in 2022 and beyond. So that is the gist of that. And then of course, there is the community component where we keep in contact between calls. You get coaching from me and support from a like-minded community, many of which actually are not only musicians, but they also work in the industry. So they're PR people, they're managers, they're booking agents. We've got a label owner in there. And of course, you know, the other musicians who have a ton of knowledge and years of experience. And I hope that you will be keen to support some other like-minded musicians with your knowledge as well by joining. So if you're interested, head to monicastrutt.com/academy and enroll, and you will get immediate access, as I said, to 25 masterclasses as well as hours worth of bonus content. Honestly, it is fucking insane how much value is inside of this container. And then together next year, as I said, we are doing the Crush Your Next Release course, which is a 6-week course kicking off on the 12th of January. It's really cool because my own band is playing Unify Gathering, which is a big festival here in Australia, around the same time that we're kicking off the course. So yeah, there's a lot of like documentation that I'm going to be sharing inside of the Being in a Band Academy as well. And I'll be able to bring those experiences back to the group too, which is, one of the reasons why I love doing what I do is that, I don't know, I just wish that I had this access to seeing how a real band actually is growing their audience, and getting like a VIP look into that. And I'm very open on the podcast and inside of my membership with my own experiences and what I am actually doing to grow my own band. And we're not only playing Unify Gathering, we've got two other huge festivals that we're playing next year, as well as a bunch of other really cool shows. So there's a lot of like fun stuff happening, which I'm going to take you along the journey with me. So yeah, I hope that I will see you inside of the Being in a Band Academy. I don't think there's anything else like it out there on the internet. Certainly one that's not specific for heavy bands, and certainly not one of this value at this price point. But remember, the early bird special is only around until the end of the month. Head to monicastrutt.com/academy to enroll. If you have any questions, hit me up via Instagram. I'm at Monica Strutt, or you can email me at contact@monicastrutt.com. Alrighty, legends. Well, thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and I'll speak to you next time. Bye.